This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver is remembering Madeleine Albright, the former U.S. Secretary of State who died yesterday. Albright's father was a dean at the University of Denver. Fritz Mayer is dean of the Joseph Corbell School of International Studies, named after Albright's father.
She tells a story, and she told it to me and to many others, that her mother said there were two great cities in this world, Prague, where they were from, and Denver. They just loved it here.
Mayer says the school is planning commemorative events in Albright's honor. New estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau released today show that, like the state as a whole, most southeast Colorado counties grew in population between 2020 and 2021. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
El Paso County is still the biggest county in the state, with nearly 738,000 people. But Custer County, now home to some 5,000 people, had the highest percentage of growth in the state due to a few hundred people moving there. Counties like Custer with small populations can see large percentage shifts because a few people make a big difference. Only three southeastern Colorado counties saw net decreases in their population: Otero, Cheyenne, and Kit Carson. But they were relatively small changes. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
A bill that would ensure access to contraception and abortion at any point in pregnancy is headed to the governor's desk. The Reproductive Health Equity Act passed its final vote in the Senate on party lines yesterday. Democratic State Senator Julie Gonzalez is one of the bill's main sponsors. She says Colorado must codify abortion access into state law.
We're seeing conservative state legislatures across the country move forward bills that will lead to more people dying, quite frankly.
Colorado voters have previously rejected abortion restrictions at the ballot box several times. This is CPR News and KRCC.